Please.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hi to your neighbor. Hi, neighbor. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Without the joy of the Lord, where else could we be? The presence of the Lord. Amen. I'm happy to see Mama Masi there. Amen. God bless. Oh, Mama Masi, you know, she was, that may not give testimony for you. You have right. Amen. She was sick. She went to emergency, and we prayed. Here she is. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. You know, you receive a message in text message. You just don't pray. She prays the same faith. Get up. She is home. Amen. The dog, you know, just don't praise the Lord. Amen. There's so many things that going on, but me, I'm here just to give the word. Amen. Nothing else. Everything is to Jesus, not me. Not you, but the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He who was and is and will be. He changes not. You know, I'm happy because right now, if you go to Mecca, you're gonna see where Muhammad was buried. Huh? Do you know that? That's why they go to Mecca to worship where Muhammad was buried. Yeah? And all these other guys, but only one, King of Kings, Lord Jesus, who is alive. And that's why we are here, to serve him, nothing else. No other business. The business is just on to magnify his holy name. Amen. This morning we don't have so many members of our church. Some of them, they're out of the, is it the state or out of the town? I think my Dallas is a town. I don't know why they say out of town. I think it's out of state. Let us put things right. Amen. Because when you say out of town, it's like you're out of Dallas. I don't understand that. Amen. Pastor and the family, you know, pastor with all the family, they are gone. They have gone somewhere. You know, he needs to repent because he goes with all the family. You know, there are about seven of them. They are in a vacation somewhere. You know, sometimes let our pastor rest for 2 or 3 days. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. Even sometimes George and Israel, they can have a rest, you know, so somebody else can come and say hallelujah, whether it's a bad voice or not. You know, that's good, amen. Pray for them, remember them wherever they are. All these, amen. Veronica, you see today Veronica and Catherine were not here. I was saying, can I go? Then I say, okay, let me sit down. She is also out of town, according to American English, out of town, and she'll be back, amen. Purity Ateko, she is out of state. She is in Boston. That one, I think I can say, is up out of state. We pray for her. She went there to see Dad, and God is good, amen. Why do I say this? Remember them, amen. Our brother, Rondre, is it Rondre? Rondre. He was admitted yesterday. Is he out? He is still in hospital. Right now of the church, let me say this word. Whenever you see the enemy trying to attack one of us, we need to stand and declare no. Get me right. This morning, I don't know whether I'm going to preach what I was, or I'm going to bring another different preaching. I don't care, whatever the Holy Spirit is going to lead me. But get me right. Whenever you see the enemy attacking Wilson, attacking somebody else, we need as a church to stand and say no to the enemy. Because we are given power and authority. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the name that exalted in heaven, on earth, under the earth, there's no other name. Do you know under the earth, where is the earth? Under the earth? Under the earth is hell. Under the earth is hell. And that's why you see we are going to heaven, we are not going under the earth. But there, even in hell, no other name. If you mention the name of Jesus, each and every demon will be on the floor. And that's why we need to stand. I love that song, brother. Remember us. Remember your promise. Tell the Lord to remember his promise. And when you say to remember his promise, get the promise in the word of God and declare to the enemy, this is enough. Can we start a prayer for our brother? Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, we hold hard. The family, he must be out of that hospital as soon as possible, period. Amen. Hold hard. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You know, this, I love you, brothers. You just don't hold hard even without anybody saying amen. We are going to start with this word. Psalms 107 verse 20 says this word. God said his word, and his word healed them. We are going to say that word right now. And that word is life. And the devil knows that the word is going to do it right now. I don't have any doubt. And I'm not going to talk about it from now. If you go and talk it, not me. Because we have said and we have spoken the word. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now as the church, we stand against each and every demonic spirit of sickness upon my brother Rodri. In the mighty name of Jesus, we don't care what the doctor gonna say. What we care is what you have said. And by the power in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the stripe of Jesus, my brother is healed. By the stripes of Jesus, my brother is healed. We send the word of God. We send the word of God upon his mind, upon his body, upon his total being. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare healing now. We declare healing now. Get up and go home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Because our brother is healed. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. It is done. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Better to be crazy with the devil, amen. He is a liar. He is a liar. Amen. Our God has done great things this week. Number one, you are alive. I'm alive. Amen. I know I'm not going to be right, even if it's too early. Amen. He is doing great things. Amen. I know he has done great things among us. He has done great things among many people here. Amen. I know my sister went somewhere and God is did great things, amen? You know, do you understand what I mean? We are going to have that time of testimony. Our brother, friend, Andy Winnie, they went, we prayed for them. They went for the family, they came back with good news. Oh, with those grandchildren, they are happy, they are healed, they are, you know, God is doing great things, amen? Do you understand what I mean? God is doing great things. Number one, I'm breathing. God is doing great things. I might not having anything in my pocket, but I'm alive. What else do you need? I might be empty, even if I'm not, nothing in the account, but I'm alive, walking tall and saying Jesus is Lord. That's, you know, you need to be, just only that, leave about anything else. Hallelujah. You know, you can have millions and be in the hospital. But you can have about $10 and you are healthy and you just are praising Jesus and worshiping the Lord. That's the thing we need. Amen. Money is good, but Jesus is Lord. Amen. Say hi to your neighbor before I preach. Amen. And hi. And if you don't know the name, ask the name. I'll say this all the time. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And here is not a funeral home. Here is the house of the Lord. If we don't have joy here, nowhere else. Groomy faces, get out. Holy Spirit, take control. I like that. You know what the Bible says? Bible says, well, Brother Mlene, what's going on? Anointing? Okay, amen. You know, even laughing, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs, the joy, when you laugh, you add marrow in your bones. Do you know that? Yeah? You know, people are looking for to slim, not eating. No. Be angry. You 3 weeks, you slim. That's what the Bible says. But whenever you're happy, you had, you know, bones, you know, you understand very well. You have marrows in your bone, the joy of the Lord. That and more marrow in your bone. The marrow will not be dry because of that joy. Whenever you see somebody joy, look at him or her, even in the house. You think, what you can ask, what are you eating? Nothing. It's only the joy of the Lord. Don't let that spirit of you understand what I mean. Amen. What am I going to teach this morning? Let us open our Bibles. B-I-B-L-O-E. And if you don't have one, do you have a Bible? If you don't have a Bible, we are not going to write here. If you don't have a Bible. I'm going to talk with Lorraine, not right here, if you don't have a Bible. Because, now this one has become a Bible. You can't just like this without a Bible. Because there is something you're going to read here. You need to have yours. Amen? Because when you go home, this one is not there. You need to have your word. Amen? Okay, open with me Romans 10, 17. Hallelujah. I love you all. Amen? Do you love me? No, it's okay. I love you too. Romans 10, 17. Somebody can read for me.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, I thank you because of your word. I thank you for anointing of the Holy Spirit. I give you my mouth, my tongue, my mind this hour, Lord, so that you can minister unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the church of Christ. They are here to listen to you, Lord, not to me. I pray that, Lord God, you're going to do great things in our life this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I believe. And the church say amen. So then, faith come, or in King James says, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I'll say it again. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Can I say it again? Then faith, you know, the more I say, the more you hear. Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And if I say again, it will come again. Then faith comes by hearing, you can hear, by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. Without hearing the word of God, there is no faith. That is my translation. It is not written there, that is Wilson. If faith cometh by hearing, and you don't hear the word of God, then where is faith going to come from? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. The more you hear the word of God, the more you're going to get more faith. Without the word of God, there's no faith. Am I right? We receive God's faith through God's word. When we have the word of God, we have faith. Let me give you this, a very simple example. If Brother Francis, I trust him and I know he's a good guy, and all the time he called me to pray together, or he called me and we share the word of God. The thing I'm going to do is exactly whenever I have any problem, I'm going to call Francis, because I have faith in him that when we pray together, we're going to get the answer. Get me right. Amen. Amen. The more you hear the word, the more you build yourself. The more you hear the word, when the enemy is going to attack you, you're going to start with that word that you have to declare to the enemy that I know this and I have this, and the enemy has to go. Because you have faith. It is not time to quote John 3:16. And when you quote, even it is not in your spirit. It has to come from the inner man of the heart. The hidden man of the heart. When you say that word, is not joking. You know, a snake, you know, well, let me give you a good example. You know, African people, all of them, I know they're afraid of snake. Yeah. American, they are not afraid, I think. She's not even afraid, she's scared. If you see a snake like lions and all these, and we are not much afraid, like me, I'm not afraid. Any animal I can, even snake, I don't care. Instead of learning, I'll go to it. That is me. Yeah, I'm serious. Instead of learning, I'll go to it. Unless I've been in America for a long time, because they know the smell of American. When you go there, they're going to get you. But if you have been in Kenya for a long time, they know the smell you are within Kenya. They will not get you. Okay, that we're going to talk about. Amen. There are so many tricks we know. Okay, now here, listen. If a snake or something will come through that door, and people of God, they are here, they are full, not the way you have. Even they are worshiping or jumping, I think George and Israel will be here with the guitar, and nobody else will be here. People looking where to go out for. Because that is physical. But when you go to spiritual world, there is more real demon and snakes, spiritual snakes that attack us that you don't see. And you don't run away because they are spirit. If God can take us right now to the spirit world and we see how it is, nobody here in this church will pray again. Because we're going to see the reality of the movement of the demonic in spiritual world. But we pray because we are carnal, touch, eat, sense, which is good. We have five senses. But if God, we can walk in the spirit according to what the word of God says, and we see how deep and how spiritual it is, we will not pray again with salvation. Amen? Are we together? Do you love me? We receive God's word through faith. Nobody was there when the Bible was written. But we believe this is the word of God. That is faith. That is faith. We were not here when Jesus was here. But we believe that he came, he died, and he is alive. We believe that. That is faith. Huh? We are in America, and one day I know I'll be back home. Or I can go home and come back. That is faith. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have faith. Even this morning you went to shower, you get shower, you shave yourself, you comb your hair. You know, I might be late in the church. Before you go out, you say, Lord, thank you for your divine protection. I'm going to church and I know I'm come back. That is faith. You have a lot of faith in your life. And the same faith you have is the same faith can chase thousands and thousands of demons. It's the problem you limit yourself because of your sins. Nothing else. You limit yourself. This one, no. This one, no. What about this one called cancer? That one, I don't pray for that. That is only Pastor Tony and his group. Huh? You get me right? You have the same faith. On Bible study, I was very happy last week. Somebody give us testimony, says that when he was back home, he went to hospital. He was having this disease. I don't remember. You are not there, Munene. I can't ask you. And he said he was given 6 months to live. 6 months. I hope that testimony you come and give you. It's somebody you know very well. Then he was asked, doctor, what? The thing that came in his mind is this. Am I going to receive what the doctor have said? Or am I going to say no? Because the first report, you're going to get it, you're going to have it. If the doctor says this afternoon you're going to die, and you start preparing yourself, you're going to die in the afternoon, you go. He said no. Today, from that time up to now, I know, I think it's about 20 years. And he's still healthy. He's still moving on. And he made me to remember a testimony that our youngest son was very sick, and I went home, he was dying. And I looked at the wife, my wife, and the children, I look at them, all of them, they are waiting for him to go. I don't immediately, I come to myself and I say, what is this? No, the whole family, my children, everybody, nobody out. I did not call anybody, I did not go through for the pastor. I took my children and I went outside. There were big maize corns, and I was there for 1 hour. At 11 until midnight, shouting, declaring to the enemy, you're not going to get my son. He is not going to die. And I was not joking. Everybody within the compound was saying, what's wrong with that man? I say you are going to leave. Therefore, you don't have children. This is my son. This, every mention any word. And no Bible, because that time I have kept the word of God to pray for any emergency time. The problem, people, they don't have the word of God. Even when they go to pray, they don't have something to mention. That's why you see they are like that. But when you have the word, the devil will come. You're going to stand and declare to the enemy, I say no. I'm not going to die. Amen. That boy is going back to school. He's in form two tomorrow. Tomorrow he's going. He's gone down Canada. In fact, he got saved about 3 weeks ago. He called me, told me, Dad, I got saved now. He had been in the church, but the time came for him to declare his relationship with Christ. And good thing I bought him a Bible last week. You know what? God is a great God. Somebody went home on Wednesday, he took the Bible. Yesterday he received the Bible. He was very happy. Simple as that. Nothing else I can give. It's only the word. I can buy you suit, but I don't help you. I help you with the word. What else good can you give me except the word? You're going to give me money, I can buy the car. But when you give me the word, it doesn't matter where I'll be. Whether in Mexico, whether in South America, whether in Russia, I'll stand and say, God is with me. It doesn't matter what. Amen. Can you, somebody? It's a scripture that came in my spirit. Psalms 53. Somebody read so fast. Nobody? 53 years.
The fool has said, there is no God.
I'm very sorry. Isaiah 53. There's no fool here. It's fool, no. I did not say about fool. I did not read about fools here when I was doing my study. No, no. Isaiah 53. Hey, I said, where does fool come again? Amen. Who has believed our report? I'm asking, who has received our report? That's what the prophet is asking. Who has received the report that comes from the Lord? Who has received what God has said? Who has received the promises of Jehovah God? Who has received it? When you receive it, you keep it, and you're going to act it. When you go down there, it's about Jesus. The whole chapter is about Jesus. How he healed us, how he took our infirmities, how by his stripes we are healed. Who received this report? Amen. When we receive the report, we be different with the world. You know the problem we have. The world has come so much in the church. The church is doing exactly what the world wants. And this is not the will of God. It's there for the church to go and change the world, not the world to come in the church. Get me right. Amen. Even prayers. I used to say this many times. I went somewhere. I'm sorry to say this. And when we were there, somebody pick a paper to pray. And people gonna pray, close their eyes. I prayed yesterday. I wrote the prayer that I'm gonna pray tomorrow. Nothing like that. Don't waste your time writing for me. That was for yesterday, not for today. And I'm not supposed to waste my time because what you wrote yesterday is what you are praying yesterday. Why do you want to bring that, what you prayed yesterday, for today? And you say, and you know, you do memory how you are going to pray tomorrow. How spiritual are we, brighter, that even when you go to pray, you don't know what you want to pray? That's what the Bible says. I'm telling you, you can go and kneel down, you be quiet, waiting for the Holy Spirit to lead you what you're going to pray. You can pray to pray for your children. When you start praying, you find you are praying for Obama. You go to pray because you don't have work. Sometimes back home problem, but I start praying, I found I'm praying for Brother Move. Why? You pray according what the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. Not what you did yesterday with a paper. That for yesterday, it will not do anything. But Christians, they will be there saying, amen, hallelujah, amen, and nothing. They will not get any report. They will not receive anything. Because that is carnal-minded. And carnal-minded, according to Romans 8, is enmity to God. But those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of? Say hallelujah. Yeah, that is the right thing. That is truth. Amen? I don't know what to say much, but that is the reality. You know the difference, the gospel of Jesus, and our gospel is this. Jesus was at the right time, at the right hour. Get me right. Jesus could preach the right time at the right hour. Like now I'm preaching to you. I don't know whether I'm preaching the right time or the right hour, but I'm preaching to the church. But Jesus could not do that. He was led by the Spirit. Even he could go somewhere and be quiet. Because the Holy Spirit did not him to preach there. Hallelujah. God's word is two things. Can I mention two things? God's word is two things. I'm speaking about faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing the word of God. Nothing else. If you don't hear the word of God, you're going to hear another word. Get me right. If you don't listen what God said in his word, you're going to listen to somebody else, and he's the enemy. You know, when God created man, he was not given freedom to do what he wants. When he was with God, the enemy came and told him, does God say that when you eat this tree, you'll die? No. You'll be like God, but he was like God before. So the enemy lied to him because he was already like God. He was walking without this jacket we put all the time, you know. He did not care about dressing. The glory of God was upon him. But you see, after Adam was lied by the devil, immediately he said, we are naked. Because already the enemy has come. From that time, even today, man has no will. No free will. If you are not with God, you're on the other side. I know that one is deep. But better tell you the truth. If we are not with God, it doesn't matter me, Archbishop, Bishop, left and right, it doesn't matter what. But the fact remains, if I'm not with God, I'm on the other kingdom. You don't have free will. God created you in his likeness, image, but he was lying. He became like the enemy. You know, Adam, from that time, he lived, is it 900 years? Or 8, whatever. Until he died. He was trained by the devil how to die. Already he died spiritually. Now he was trained to die physically for 900 years. Death. After that, the one who came after him, 800. We go like that, 500. We go like, now, 60, 70 years today, because it's death. From 900, it's coming down. And I think before Jesus comes, it'll be when you are that, you are the oldest guy in the world. Today, if we get like the man who was preaching here 85 years, everybody in the city here was saying, oh my God, 85 years. And you go to this guy, what do you call him? He said when he was 85 years, he was like he was 40. You know that guy in the Bible? Yeah? Caleb, what did he say? When he was 85. But you see, because the devil is a liar, still he is lying even today. And the Bible says Jesus called him the father of all. So if there's no word, wait, don't wait anything else. He's going to lie. When you have the word, he knows that you're going to stand. And that's why, as a Christian, as a born again, as you, whomever you are, you need to have the word 24/7. When you get up in the morning, the word. When you get time at work, the word. I know nowadays you can put even the word in your phones. Many of you have Bibles in the phone. Even mine has the one you can read. The word is only this one can help. Let me tell you the truth. Without this word, we can do anything people are doing outside there. Yeah? Don't think we are so special. We are human beings and we are here. Yeah? We can do anything. You can get us anywhere. It's only the word that protects us. It's the word that we keep in our spirit that we should not sin. If you don't have the word in you, you will sin. Because the one's going to tell you, don't do this. Hey, my son, don't do this. Hey, my son, stop this. Through that you come, oh Lord, forgive me. I was planning to do evil things to my sister, but Lord, forgive me. Because you have kept the word in your spirit. Without the word, I'm going to lie to you. Lying is not a problem nowadays, you know that? Lying. Where are you going? Oh, no, I'm going to Denton. And I'm in 75. Driving so 80 miles per hour. And I know more. Are you sure you're going there? Yeah. And praise the Lord. And he finished saying, oh, hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. See you on Saturday. I'm telling you, it's not a big deal. And you remember before, I remember when the salvation came in Africa. When somebody was declared he's born again, I'm telling you, he can't go anywhere without saying. I wish those days can come back. He could come, brother, forgive me, I do not tell you where I'm going. I'm going to so-and-so. From there, I go to auntie. From there, I'll come back home. And he is only a brother, not a brother in Christ. Transparent, open heart. But now I'm going to Kela. I don't want anybody to know I'm going to Kela. And I'm going to my sister. You understand what I mean? Why do I not say the truth? Why are you so much afraid of a human being? And Jesus said, don't be afraid of these guys. Be afraid for who is going to kill you and took your spirit in hell. Amen. God's word is two things. One, it is the written word. One, it is written word. Two, it is the living word. We have God's faith when God's living word is living in us. It is written word. But it becomes logo or is it rema? Rema, whatever you call it. When we put this word in action, when we put word in action, let me say this. Very good. When you say that I'm coming, you pick the phone and say, I'm coming on 25th, I'll be at Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. And at this time, back home, they believe your word. They don't see you. Am I right? You pick the phone, they trust you, they'll be on the airport that day because they believe your word. Why people does not believe what God has said? If I can believe you, what about Jehovah, the living word of God is here. When he said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. It is better to die declaring what God has said than dying declaring with doubt. There was one of my preachers back home. He was a good preacher, and he was teaching us so much about word. And one day, he was teaching about healing. And one night, be Sunday at night, he got paralyzed. At night, paralyzed. He could not stand. He could not do anything. And now the wife is called Mama Heron, Mother of Heron. Now she tried, you know, there was no cell phone. You know that? It's only a phone that you call one person, that's it. But I'm happy because Holy Spirit was still working. He could get somebody up and start praying for somebody else. On that area, I say phones are good, but this area, they are not good because unless somebody call me, I can't start praying. Do you get me? Unless I call you, Pastor, and tell you, Pastor, I'm in a problem. Is that true? Because the phone is there. But before I knew, 100%, somebody could come and tell you, I was praying for you, brother. The whole of this week I've been praying for you. Because we were much alive in the spirit than nowadays. Phones are good, get me right. But they don't stop your communication with the Holy Spirit. You can put them, I like some brothers, they don't care about phones. I know about 3 or 4, but one is getting up. One is doing very good nowadays. But 3 or 4, and it's good. It's good. Amen? Why Wabu is laughing? You know, I like that because Wabu is laughing. Let her laugh. Amen. I don't know what's going on. Now, what I mean is this. There's no need to be so much in the phone you can't get your time to communicate with God. Somebody can be the phone from morning up to evening. Like me, I hate. I hate because my ear become hard here. I don't like it here, loud. And because I was working with the telecommunication, one of the engineers is a very senior engineer back home. You know, his name is Gishohi, Engineer Gishohi. He told me about the danger that the phone has and why people are getting cancers. So from that time, he damaged my mind. Because whenever I say like, oh, it is hot because of cancer, I put it down. Because this guy, he prayed with my mind. But I don't see why I'll be the phone 24/7 and, I keep it down, I start praying. The phone will not pray for me. Are we together? When you have the word, you not grow one area, you're going to grow every part of your life. I can't grow only one area in prayer, then I'll come to church when we are going home. Yeah? Do you love me? The way you look at me is like, this guy will not go home today. But praise God, I love you. Amen. It is the living word we have. It is the living word we have God faith when God's living word is living in us. I say again, when we have not every one of us, every member of the body of Christ, not only this church, every born again Christian, he need or she need to have a living word in her. When you have the word, you do the right things. Amen. When you have the word, you go, then you say, oh, what does God say? Not somebody, not what so and so have said, what God have said about this area. That means you are very alive in the spirit. When I do you this and this, what God has said in this area? What am I going to get? And remember this. Whatsoever man thinketh. These guys are wonderful. Amen. Now they are preaching instead of me. Whatever man thinketh, that's how he is. And every word that comes out of your mouth is powerful. It's powerful and alive. You can call demons all the way from South Africa. They come here. I don't have time to tell you that. You can start confessing, until you see demon coming in your house. You try to tell this young lady, she looked like her grandmother, and her grandmother was a witchcraft. She'll be. You know, it is better to be like Christ than to be not like somebody else. She looked exactly like my grandfather. And I know my grandfather were walking naked. They did not wear even pants. Then I get my men walking naked and putting them pants like this, yeah? You know, the way they walk. And you say, this is a spirit. You just don't call the spirit from far away to come and act in your house. Unless you know the word, you stand straight, you say the truth of the word and don't change. Amen? Amen? Everybody can leave you, but start with the word. I have seen that. Me alone. Everybody can say, no, no, and I start with the word. I don't care. God created you. I was going to start with the word. You come to me. At long last, you will come and we share together. Because I know this is the living word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The living word is eternal. The living word never changes. For it is eternal. It is always is. The word of God always is. I like that. And never before. We need to understand that God's word is eternal, that it does not have beginning of life, and that it does not have ending of life. Never changes. When Jesus was here, he was preaching the word. Paul came, he was preaching the word. The guys like Charles Finney, Wingsworth, all these guys, call them by names, they were preaching the word. Great, great people of God. The same word we read today, this morning, Romans 10:17, they were preaching that. But the difference is, when they preach the word, they act upon that word. And the word worked. The difference we say like joking, even it is not in me. Do you know about the children of Cephas in the book of Acts? What happened? They went to cast demons with the name of who? And they are very right to say, we cast you in the name of Jesus who was preached by Paul. Okay, that's a good idea. We like that. But who are you? And because you are preaching, you are casting us with that name that is preached by Paul. But you guys, who are you? There were two. There were two or three. There were two. The Bible says they were beaten by these demons. They did not remember the door. They went through the window. If you see a man like me passing through the window, can you think what was going on in that house? You know, we read the Bible so fast, that's why I said. I was reading this, I started laughing. These guys, they did not go through the door. You know, demons fighting you until you pass through. Because you said something that you don't have. If the word could be in their spirit, they could not get this. But they tried to imitate something that was not in them. It's like now somebody casting demons. Oh, already you are given there. I see them. This Bible is funny. You can tell. I'm looking at this. I see everybody looking there. Okay. But you see what? But there's a certain loss of the storing Jews, Exodus, two couples. Okay. I know. Go and read it. Amen. But you see what? Listen. These guys, they did not have that word. There are some, even now you are called somewhere. They know your empowerment. And the empowerment, sometimes we teach the word and we pray. You go somewhere, they told you, oh, can you pray for us? Huh? Well, I'm telling you the truth. Can you? It is, Pastor Tony is not here, nobody's there, it's you. But they know you are under good leadership. They say, okay, Gideon, you are the one to pray and give us the word. I went somewhere, they did that to me. I was hiding. I was with a cape. I was hiding somewhere sitting. And they asked, there is no pastor here. I was doing it. Somebody, and lady, I don't know that lady. She said, the far corner, there is one. I started pretending, looking back to see who is that one. Said, no, the one who is looking back. But because I was ready, the thing I did, I stood up, kept my cap down. I said, yeah, I'm born again, Jesus is Lord. And that time, the Holy Spirit is working like a computer in my mind. Which scripture now? This area. They don't know, but my computer is on now. You know, you know I was born. The still is working, immediately the word came. So that you give the right word at the right time. Within 10 minutes, I preached. What about if I could say, no, Pastor Tony, unless you call Pastor Tony, me, I'm not qualified. You are Cephas, son. The good thing, those guys will not fight you. But you ought to be beaten like those guys. Amen? You get me? As a Christian, as a born-again Christian, you have something to do in the work or in the ministry. I don't say just on here in this church. I mean you as born-again Christian. Wherever you are, you make sure at least you get one person to Christ. Not two. If you get one person to Christ, 1 year. Or you say 3 months, one. If you can make month, or you can make 1 month. Can you see? Then you equip this person. You make him disciple of Christ. I'm telling you, you'll be walking tall and feeling good in your spirit. You know the problem we don't produce, yeah? Anyway, let me not go there. Amen. If I go that area, it's not so good. I feel it. Amen. Okay. That it does not have beginning or life. It does not live. It does not have beginning of life, and it doesn't have end of it. God himself has no beginning and ending, no ending. God himself. In the beginning, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word, when was the beginning? If you go to beginning, there is no beginning because God has no beginning. He was there even before beginning. I don't have to say about a prayer, damn it, and all this. Forget about that. But the fact remains, God was there even before anything. And he'll be there even when the world and all this will be taken out, then we come back. You know, we'll be back here anyway. But don't ask when. Amen. I'm not Jehovah's Witness. I'm not Seventh Day, but that's what the Bible says. We reign with Christ. Amen. You cannot separate God from his word. Never. You cannot separate God from his word. We have books. They are very good books. We have them. We read them. Even Bible study, you know, we are having one book. It's a good man. I know him. But all those books and everything is not more than this world. It doesn't matter who, whether T.D. Jack, they are good preachers, they are wonderful. But God wants you and his word to be one, to be connected with his word, to have his word in you. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, when I born again, I was in a very bad area in Lamu. Lamu, those who know Lamu, is at those days it was 100% Muslim, but about 5% Christians already started coming there. And I went to church, I got saved. The fact remains, nobody, even the pastor, did not tell you after be born again, when you go home, start praying, nobody. And they know how I was. How I was, so at least somebody could have mercy upon me to train me at least to pray. Nobody, I got saved, everybody, oh, listen to this, saved, you know. And I was so humble, I was following this pastor all the time, the whole day. We went to a certain house, I was after him. I was not invited, but I went there. Can you believe that? He was called John, but some members of the church make a dinner for him. But because I did not want to be separated with him, I followed him. He sat down, I sat down. I was not invited. I was having that at least to know how to pray that night. Because although I was 6 feet tall, I was a baby in the kingdom. I could not know where to start, where to end. You could tell me, start a prayer, I start saying, Jehovah, oh boy, I finished. I did not know anything. Spiritually, my life, can you imagine? I was married. Good talk, good guy, strong, young, you know. I was having those afros and lasters, you know. They were all there and, you know, you can look at that. You tell when you look at that. And I'm telling you, I got saved. Nobody. After that, time came at 9, they went home. I went home too. Now, my ma'am came and took my wife all the way from Lamu to a place called Orenguruni, so I was alone in the house. I went to the house, so the demons knew. This guy, he knows nothing. Let me tell you, I got an experience that as long as I live on this earth, I will die with Christ. That is me. That small house, 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, at 1, the demons came, start removing iron sheets. I was looking like this. Me, I could not believe it. Say, Lord, did I did a mess to be born again? You know, I thought I made a big mistake. And in me, I feel so bad that I'm going to die. I was having fear that I could not, I was sweating in the bed like this because of what was going on. Then immediately, there was a Bible that my dad bought for me. And this Bible, I took it. I did not know what to say. I just untook the Bible. And God is great, because when God wants to reveal it to you, he need you or he called you, he's going to direct you in the right scripture. I opened John 17. I start reading John 17. It's a prayer. I read somewhere says, I'll not leave. I'm praying for them. I was there almost 10 times. You are praying for me. Also, I see Jesus is praying for me. It's not Pastor John Kemana. Immediately after reading for about 10, 15 minutes, I feel a peace in the house, everything. It was about now 3. I did not sleep the whole night. But early in the morning, at 5, I got my bike all the way to Pastor Kemana's house. And I was met with my Bible. Now I could not leave the Bible again. Because the Bible is the one who saved last night. How can I leave it? The demons will come. Not me, it's the Bible. I went and told him, Pastor, why did you not yesterday, you and Brother Munyaka, you did not even come to pray with me. Go and see my house. Go, you know, they know how I was fighting, you know. Before I got saved, like, you are down. 2 minutes, we are, I could not waste my time. No, now I was ready, you know. I don't know the meaning of salvation. I know I'm born again. Now I'm mad. Pastor, why did you do that to me? Why? Are you a man of God? No, they say, oh, this guy is going to fight again. He told me, calm down, Wilson. Calm down. Kneel down, we pray for you. I thought I'm frustrated. We prayed, and they went to my house. They prayed. They come for fellowship. From that time, I could not pray for 5 minutes. Then I heard there's a gift of the Holy Spirit. I started asking God, why can't you give me this power? At least so I can pray even more than that. It was a long way because I came to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in 1981. But the fact remains, let me tell you the truth. I did not know anything. There was a big tree. I don't know what you call it. Because in Swahili, it's not fig tree. We call it Mubuyu in the coast. I don't know. Big one, you can build a house. I built a house. I could pass there. Children were crying. I tried to take the children. They are not there. There are demons who are living there. And when I knew the word, I went there, surrounding that tree. In the name of Jesus, in the name, nothing else I was saying. And within 3 months, they transferred from that area. They went to another area called Mapenya. That's where they start killing children. Mapenya. They killed that 8 young boys within 3 years. That 8 children. It was chaos. But nobody, Christians were taking for granted. Nobody could start praying until the time somebody was sent there to teach Christians how to pray and start with the word. Today they are not there. The same thing can happen in Dallas, Texas. Until people come to know that they have the right and to claim their promises, and people live a holy life. Amen? When I mean holy life, I don't mean that you just go and do prostitute and all these. Leave about that. There are so many things that we do that does not let us, our answers be prayed, be answered. We need to be transparent. You know Pastor Spring is that Sunday. When you go to cross it, do you know God is there? You know, I love people because I am one of them. You go to shower, you are alone. God is there. Even he knows where you could not reach on your back. God knows everything. You know, you need to be transparent that I do this. God, where is God? He is there. He said, where will you learn from me? You go to hell, I am there. He knows how hell is. Jehovah God, he knows everything. And that's where, when we have the word, we have to know what we are doing. Praise the Lord. We have to stand with the word. Amen. We have to know exactly who are we. Amen. You know when Moses was sent by to deliver the children of Israel by God? Well, he asked God, what am I going to say? Who am I going to say? What am I going to tell them? God says this word, go and tell them, I am whom I am. That is past, that is present tense, even today. Even today you go and say, I am whom I am. He changes not. He will not change. He is who he is. When you know that, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what problem you are passing through. It doesn't matter which kind of sickness you have. The fact remains, you know Jehovah. And you start with his word, you're going to see the glory of God. Amen? You know, it has come a reach that this is my disease. Have you met Christians saying that? My disease, when it is called, it has come back. My is my. Can you? I want you to get that word. You say, oh, my headache. You know, when it is hard like this, my headache come back. It is yours. If it is yours, stay with it. Until you will come and get that liberation, it's not yours. Huh? My stomach, you know, when I eat these, you go sometimes, you look at people, you say, my God, am I going to say something here? I'll be quiet. Yeah? I think you understand what I mean? My headache, my children, when I wash them with warm water, they start coughing because that's how they are. What? Then you pray, what are you going to get an answer? And you know that's how they are. You need also to transform your mind or the way of the way you think, the way you talk. If you tell God something, speak like God, act like God, do like God. Children of God, they are God. Am I right? What about the children of the devil? Yeah, you don't want to answer that one. But the fact remains, children of the devil. You know snakes, with the small snakes, I don't know what they call them, when small snakes, the children of snakes, eh? You see them going, opening the tongues the way their dad did, because they are also training to go. You know the snakes go all the way the tongue is out? You know that? They never keep the tongue in all the way, and they are two, like this. The same thing, the student. They did the same. The children of God, they have to do like their God. If God says you are blessed, it doesn't matter. Because if you don't have shoes, shoes are part of blessing. First of all, seek ye the first kingdom of God, and all other things will be added unto you. First is the kingdom. The kingdom of a king, Jesus. When you have that, you have everything. Jesus asked, what is going to profit you if you have the whole world and you lose eternal life? Do you know the devil told Jesus this way? If you're going to worship me, who just try to worship, I'm going to give you this city. Devil was having a city. Yeah? How could he give Jesus something he don't have? He doesn't only worship. These dollars will be yours. All these houses will be yours. And if we could tell Jesus that, what about we? Praise the Lord. Amen. I see you look at me, you say, well, I'm not against money. Please. I love money. And if you have money, give me. But the fact remains from the Genesis, from ever, nowhere, Even this guy called, is it Solomon or Solomon? Solomon. He was one of the richest men ever lived. You go and read about this Solomon. You will not believe it. But where at the end? That somebody was having 300, is it 300 wives? Can you imagine 300 wives? You tell me. And the 700 concubines. 300. When he starts the first wife, the first day, he'll come after 301. No, those one he could not. He could say, no, I come one day or this. But I mean the wives. The others, he could. 2 years. He moved from the first wife, January. He'll come the next January, but one. That's the wife going to see him again. And this man go and see who in the evening. Go and read that book. You not believe it. In the evening, how he could call everybody to dance for him. Every evening. And they were paid. Camels. Go and see how many camels he was having. But at long last, he said, all these are vanity. The last word he said is this one. It's very important to fear God. Although he was having all this, he said, these are all vanity. And let me tell you, these wives, they are not only you go there and pick anyone you want. It was little past examination. He was picking only Mrs. Dallas. He got to California, Mrs. California. He go to Boston, Mrs. Boston. They were beautiful. They were beautiful, beautiful. At long last, he said, all these are. Have the word of God, my brother. Have the word of God, my sister. And start with the word until last minute. As you and God, as you and the word, not me. Tomorrow you'll be alone, but you have the word. Amen? Tomorrow might pass a very bad place, but you have the word. You start and say, it is written. It is written. I told the Bible study the other day, I went somewhere, and this patient was, I was there, I'm looking at her. I said, no, God, please, let me preach to her. And I was looking out because you're not supposed to preach in the hospital. But I said, no, although I'm working, let me preach. Say, oh, ma'am, how are you? Yeah. You know I'm a Christian? Oh, that's why you're very good, yeah? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Oh, no. Can you believe him as your personal savior? Oh, Wilson, we have to talk. We're going to talk. Because you need to be born again. A patient. Somebody come to you. God does not bring him to you for something else. To just, you can share about business, but the first thing, are you born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal savior? That is the first message of our kingdom. The first thing to open. Even pastors, there are many. I remember another bishop, before I finished, he died. Because he's dead, let me talk about him. He's not alive. He can't come and accuse me. He's dead. They came in Mombasa. The wife was there. I was not going to tell you the church because you know that. The wife stood and said, I'm born again. Jesus Christ is Lord. And I know even today if I die, I go to heaven. He finished. Then he said, about my husband who is the archbishop. He was archbishop, anyway. Archbishop, I don't know. You see, the wife does not have any testimony about the archbishop. The archbishop stood and said, oh, now you know Christian, you just give testimony without thinking. Who knows who is saved and who is not saved? It's God, so don't ask me. I can't say I'm saved or not. I say, what's going on? He said he can't say whether he's saved or not. So the wife was very, very right. Because she knows her husband well. Listen to this one. He died, okay? After dead, the church spirit start killing one another, start fighting the whole of the republic because the same spirit started operating. He was having those big guns and all this, but without Christ. You can't, if you have peace, even today I go, you just only come, although you say, oh, that man, you know you how you talk. He was 6 feet, almost about 7. Skinny, he was not eating. His wife, you know that's how you talk, guys. But let me tell you this one. In a church, pastors preached the way I'm preaching. Then he called an elder to close with prayer. This is life. The way I can call Gideon or somebody. Then, when he came in front, this lady uses our mother language. She said, hey, how can I put it in English? Let me see. Because in our language it's so sweet, but I'll try to make it sweet in English. He said, hey, God, you put it in my language, okay? Mana ho yo. What does it say? They have been praying. Yeah, and we have been praying. You know, she was so scared that the white husband was called to pray. So she said, these prayers, they have... Do you understand what I mean? Yeah, exactly. She was, because she knows the husband has nothing. That morning she was beaten. Come, a war that's called come and see. In the morning, in the house was bed. Then immediately, because when they come to church, we sing, we dance, hallelujah, and testimony. Pastor has no idea. Pastor loves everybody. He loves Mama Carol, he loves Ateko, he loves everybody. So, Pastor has freedom with everybody. They say, okay, Ateko, can you pray? Come and pray, close with the order of prayer. Then purity there says, oh Lord, these prayers, if you hear this, I have no idea how they are going to be there because of what happened in the morning. And because I say this one, it's because nothing. The people pray, they don't keep the word in their spirit. And even in the house, ask wives. They know us better. Ask them, they know. If you want to know Tony, get a wife. She's going to tell you everything. So when you call Tony to pray, our boy will not say, man, how are you? You know, she knows what she's going to say. That's why I say, my brothers, my sister, we have to stand and know the word of God. It doesn't matter where you are. Start with this and listen. The judgment of God will start in the house of the Lord before we go to the world. The problem we are focusing outside, the judgment gonna start here. Before, so we better be ready and stand straight. Amen. Can we stand?